I'm Christine Dean. It's live from Studio A. And we have a band joining us today who's never been here before, Red Mountain. Welcome, guys.
Hi there.
Hello.
Thank you.
And they are led here by Anton Jimenez Kokel?
Kleckel.
Kleckel. Thank you. See, I had it written down and then I forgot the piece of paper in front of me. All right. Anton, do you want to, will you introduce the rest of the band for me?
Yeah, you bet. We have a gentleman on the drums. His name is Gustav Ekstrand. He's got a shirt on. And then we have two wonderful ladies joining us in the studio named Grace and Aaron. Grace plays the trumpet and sings and dances. And Aaron plays the very essential auxiliary percussion.
Grace Holden of the famous Holden family.
Oh, yes. The infamous.
Her brothers.
Aaron Taupe.
Brothers John and Luke, who have been known around the scene artistically for a long time.
Yeah, well, hopefully they're listening.
Welcome, guys. Well, let's get started with a song, and then we'll come back and find out more about you guys. What do you want to play first here?
We're going to play a song called Forest Asia.
That is Red Mountain live from Studio A. Tell me about that song, Anton. Are you the songwriter of the band? Are there more than one?
I write a lot of the skeletons of the songs, and then the rest of these dudes collaborate with finishing them up.
Okay. And where did that one come from, and how long has that one been around?
That one's been around a real long time. I have a fantastic little neighbor friend, and her name is Forrest. Forrestasia is her full name. And she continually amazes me at her adult understanding with like a childhood creativity. I don't know. But that song's about her.
Nice. And, you know, I actually like that you said mentioned childhood creativity, because there's an aspect to this band of that, I think. You know, when I've seen you before, this is only half the band. There's like eight of you on stage. You're playing all these different instruments, and it's just like fun and creative, and it seems like that's kind of the spirit of the band. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Definitely for me, music has always had a therapeutic part of my life, like even since infancy, and this is a whole new side to that, like developing relationships with instruments and with these songs and with each other.
And Anton, this band actually has kind of evolved through time. Like, this is not how it started out, right? I think I actually saw you several years ago, like doing living room shows and stuff, and it was awesome. Something completely different.
Yes.
So tell me about how it started back in 2007 and how you've evolved to where the band is today.
Holy cow. That's a huge question. Well, let's see. So I moved to Duluth in 2007 and started an experimental pop group with a Casio keyboard. Actually, it was with a Wurlitzer piano, a beautiful Wurlitzer piano and some samplers and things. And we had kind of a little collective of folks playing with us. And then it slowly evolved into more of like a Casio, like 80s rock, weird beast. And over time, playing shows like that, I got kind of lonely. And then I tried to record an album with that Casio, but it just didn't have a lot of life. So I asked my friends to help bring life to the songs, and then it kind of just turned into this weird project that is Red Mountain now.
And how long has this been going on? What's going on? This configuration of the band?
Oh, let's see. Me and Gus have been playing for a long time.
Yeah, a few years ago, Anton and myself and Charlotte Montgomery played a few shows together as Red Mountain, just the three of us, and that was really, really beautiful. We played one show at Beaner's. It was especially
fantastic.
Really, yeah, really incredible. And then Anton got busy with his little family. He has a new baby named Felix, and so things were on the DL for a while, and he started recording more seriously for this album, and I guess it's been 6 months or a little more now that we've been playing together in the current arrangement. I think there's about seven people involved now.
And you have released a couple of songs on Chaperone Records. The compilation had a couple of tunes, or at least one tune from you guys on there. And any other releases so far?
Jerry Small took a song of ours called Home in a halfway done moment and put it on the Homegrown mix, her Homegrown mix, and it's called Home. Did I say that already? Home. And so that one is out and about. We have a song on SoundCloud called Beautiful Love, and that, I think, is all we have released. We released those two with Chaperone, and then we have a record to come out real soon now called Scowl Lightly, and there's a whole bunch of other jams on there.
And it really does seem like you've been a lot more active lately. I've seen your name, and I've seen some of your shows recently. So is that kind of the plan, that you're going to do more stuff? You've got the album coming out. Are you going to do a bunch of shows beyond that? I know it might be tough if you have a young family at home, but...
Yeah, it's always a yin-yang balance. But life is like that, too. We definitely do plan on maybe touring pretty soon here, and we're going to be playing in Duluth quite a bit. We just had some tracks sent down to The Current, so we plan on playing in Minneapolis as well.
Get some lake walk.
Dances on the lake walk. Yeah. We are these lovely ladies are wonderful choreographers. Grace has choreographed a dance to one of our songs called Put Me Through, and we'll be playing live while her dancers are performing on the Lake Walk on July 19th and 20th at maybe 7 o'clock p.m.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear another tune. What do you guys want to do next for us?
Beautiful Love.
Oh, yeah. Let's play that one. This one's called Beautiful Love. I wrote this for my wife's birthday. Hi, Danny.
Red Mountain live from Studio A. And is that one going to be on the new album?
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to that. Now, I'm kind of interested in how you got the name Red Mountain. It sounds like you named yourselves after what some people call the antenna farm.
Yes.
It's the red lights up on the hill there.
It's totally true.
Was that because you started like right when you got to town in 2007, so was that something that struck you right away about the town?
Yeah, I had a real tough time finding a house. I came up here with two roommates and eventually a gypsy caravan of folks. And we were just sleeping on the beach trying to find a house, and it just wasn't working. We were looking at Superior and everywhere. And all of a sudden, we got this lead on a landlord, and we got lost trying to find the landlord's house. And when we got there, we had climbed to a dead end in a part of Observation Hill called Goat Hill. And fell in love. It's right on the edge of a bunch of wild space, and that's where I live to this day. And from there's this massive, at night, mountain of blinking red stars that hover above us.
Nice. Well, that's a great story for the name, Red Mountain. And so you're from central Minnesota originally. Were you doing music there when you were growing up there?
Yep, sure was. I wish I had music with me. I was in a band called Juliet and the Mighty Morticians.
Okay.
And we were the bomb. Mm-hmm. We were real great. Actually, one of the songs that we'll play today is a Juliet and the Mighty Morticians rearranged song.
Nice.
Bad advice.
And did you guys do a lot of shows around that area? I'm just trying to think where there is to play down there in central Minnesota.
Yeah, let's see. Where do we play? We played at the Chili Cook-Off. We played at the Stomping Grounds coffee shop. We played at a little cafe called E Squared now in Brainerd, Minnesota, but it was called the Eclectic Cafe. Once upon a time, we played there quite a bit. That was probably our stomping grounds, you know, no pun intended. And then we had an awesome opportunity to play in an opera hall, a historic opera hall that is now closed in Staples, Minnesota, where Sousa himself performed.
Nice. And you guys have been in, some of you have been in different bands. Grace, you've been in, what, you were in?
Healthy Band.
Okay, yeah.
And House Beating I played with for a little bit, too.
That's right.
Yep.
Erin, you've been in any other bands?
I was in Healthy Band.
You were in Healthy Band also. I think I saw you guys at Homegrown one year or
yep.
somewhere at Sacred Heart, right?
Experimental yep. Tuesday.
That's mm-hmm. right. And Gus, how about you? What else have you done around the area or anywhere?
When I first moved to town, I started playing with a rock band that I played with for a while, and kind of that's where I started playing drums, pretty much. I like to play with Kyle Ola quite a bit, too.
Of Yester, right?
Yeah, he's a really close friend of mine, and he really exposes me to a lot of really great music. But yeah, I play some traditional, a lot of traditional music with him when I get the chance.
So that's kind of a switch from what you do here.
Yes, kind of. Not really.
It's a new tradition.
Yeah. New tradition. So once again, you guys are working on an album, and you probably already said, but remind me when that might be coming out.
It's a mystery.
Okay,
my
I guess you didn't already say then.
It's being mixed and mastered for months now, and hopefully.
So it's all recorded at least.
Yes,
it is completely recorded.
So tell me about that. Where did you record it, and how
we
did
recorded,
that go?
We have some wonderful innovators in this town, and I'm lucky to know Bob Monahan of Chaperone Records and Shauna Elmquist of Southwire and Crew Jones. And they, last summer, my wife and the kids were going on vacation, and I stayed in town to work, not only at my job, but I also took some time to record. And they gave me the studio, and they just said, have your way with it, and so the bones of all these songs were put out, or put onto the, I don't know, physical reality.
Anton slept on the couch every night for a week and recorded all of the songs.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm. And then did the rest of the band come in and add some stuff?
Yeah. My main collaborators were Matthew Mobley. On the bass guitar, and Grace Holden on the trumpet. And we kind of helped evolve the songs from there. Then Kyle Ola also plays, and a gentleman by the name of Rocco plays some hand drums.
Jerry Small
sang
track.
On the damn tracks. Brian Ring, a bunch of great artists have helped out on this record, so it should be a real fun listen.
Well, we look forward to hearing it whenever that mystery date is.
Yeah, just plan on this summer.
In the summer? Okay. Sometime this
mystery broke.
Summer. Did you have, did you have like a whole slew of songs since this is the first album for the band? Did you have a lot of songs to choose from to put on the album?
Oh, definitely. Yep. Whole bunch of them. It's very inspiring to be in a studio, so definitely wrote some songs in the studio as well.
Really? Now, how is it inspiring? Because some people find it the opposite of inspiring. Like Charlie Parr, you know, anytime I've heard an interview with him, hates the studio. It doesn't work for him. What's inspiring about it for you?
Charlie probably uses the studio much differently than I do. I think Charlie has his songs pretty well written before he gets there, but a lot of my songs are just, I mean, it's me, you know, making these songs at home on the piano or the guitar. So when I get to the studio and I have time, the songs just build themselves. Sometimes I would find myself at 4 a.m. starting a new song, you know, because I couldn't stop, because it just felt so good to be able to build like that
and add more if you wanted. And
yep.
Even though it was just you,
even though sometimes just me at 4 a.m. drinking coffee.
All right, well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to play next for us? Are we going to use that xylophone yet?
I don't know if we will.
Oh
yeah.
No.
That was our backup song.
It's pretty.
That was our backup song.
Yeah,
we got a glockenspiel in here. It's a real
glockenspiel.
Take a picture of it. It'll last longer.
Sam, you can play it if you want.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We should play Bad Advice.
Yeah, we're going to play Bad Advice next. This is the Juliet and the Mighty Mortician song.
All right, and if anybody, you know, wants to demand an encore with the glockenspiel, just give us a call.
That's really loud. Thank you.
That is Red Mountain live from Studio A. And, you know, I think we do have time for one more before you put down that trumpet. You know, it's a shame to get out a Glockenspiel and not use it. So if you guys want to do one more, we can certainly that happen.
This one's a real goodie.
All right.
The song is called Eternal Youth. And it's kind of about feeling disillusioned about some stuff. So check it out. Maybe you'll feel the same. Sometimes. One. You ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Red Mountain, live from Studio A. And that one going to be on the new album?
Yep.
That's coming out someday?
Sure will. Yes, it's coming out in the Mystery Summer.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Really a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And we are looking forward to having that album one of these days.